They will only serve your need for protection.
Oni će ispuniti samo vašu potrebu za zaštitu.
Who's this? Oh, this is Goranandini's.
Ovo je od Goranandini.
Where is she? Goranandini has a need for love.
Goranandini ima potrebu za ljubavlju.
Okay, just we'll start in a second. We'll wait till everybody gets here after prasadam. All right. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. You missed all the fun. I pulled out your picture of the puppy there, and I said, this is an ideal way of meeting your need for love. And I could say, whosoever this is, I see they have a need for love, and they're meeting it by with a picture of the puppy. And I said, that's better than marriage.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you never get an obedient husband or wife.
A husband who would pay all saris and everything.
Yeah, and never talk back. A wife who will cook.
Why she has to cook?
Well, that's her business. That's she's supposed to. She has to.
Who said that?
Krishna.
I never met this guy.
This is the Vedic system.
Can you see this if I hang this here?
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Okay, one of them I may need to write too. It depends on what strikes me. Okay, that's important. That's important. Let's put this one right here. Where does it belong?
Strategies,
yeah, that's right. Okay. Maybe we should have a little Hare Krishna before we begin. Take your puppy with you, no. What about my needs? Okay. I have a need for coolness. And the fan is not going to fill that need because it's going to blow all the papers all over the place. So... No, because it just like it disturbs me. It's not hot here? No? Are you crazy? You have a different body. My body is absolute. Yours is relative. You have to see things the way I see things and feel things the way I feel things. You haven't attended my seminar enough. No, that'll blow the papers all over the place. Take it away and put it towards it, because I'm going to be walking around, so that's why I have the wireless microphone. Okay, maybe we'll chant a little first. Are there any cartels around here? There's none here. Okay, there. Just little ones. Little ones are good. Okay, we'll chant first, since this is supposed to be Krishna conscious.
So
I definitely have to make at least a show of being Krishna conscious before the thing begins.
just one
announcement is that you notice at the feet of Radha Kunjabihari there's Govardhan, there's my Govardhan,
Shiva is there.
Always like to introduce them because
želio bih predstaviti.
I work for them.
Jer ja radim za njih.
So there's Radharani and Krishna.
To su Radharani i Krishna.
And so the way I found them is very interesting.
Zanimljivo je kako sam ih pronašao.
I was driving a motorcycle right next to Govardhan.
Vozio sam se motorom do Govardhana.
Don't ask me what I was doing on a motorcycle.
Ne pitate me što sam radio na motoru.
I was on a motorcycle right next to Govardhan, and then I saw it.
Prekrasno.
Spiritual light emanate.
To sjajno duhovno svjetlo koje sjavalo.
If you turn that speaker around, I won't get feedback. Yeah. Turn it towards. Oh, it is turned. Okay. It looked like it wasn't. So I saw this brilliant spiritual light coming from Govardhan. I was about this close to Govardhan Hill.
Bilo je jako blizu Govardhan brda.
It's right near Shamkutir. The Ratnasingasana. Does anyone know where that is?
Znate gdje je to?
No. You don't. Too bad.
Ne znate.
Then you have to go on my Govardhan retreat. So, this is one of the most secret places in Govardhan. Anyway, so I saw this brilliant light shining. And I said to the driver,
stop.
And he stopped and I went out. And Govardhan said, take me.
A Govardhan mi je rekao, uzmi me.
And I said, I'll take you, but I'm going to give you away.
Rekao sam, uzet ću te, ali ću te onda dati nekom.
And then he said, all right, but Radharani too.
U redu, ali idu Radharani s nama.
Golden Govardhan Shila right next to him.
I onda sam uzao i Govardhan Shilu koja je bila potpuno.
So I took him and then I was planning to give him away to a very nice couple in Fiji.
Namjeravao sam ih dati jednom bračnom paru u Fiji.
But by the time I got to Fiji, I got too attached to him.
Kad sam došao tamo, vezao sam se za njih.
And so he bosses me around too much.
Previše mi naređuju.
Like last night, I wanted to take prasadam and leave him in my room. He sleeps right next to me in my room.
Spava pokraj mene.
And then I said, I'm going to take prasadam. He said, I want you too. Prasadam,
I onda je rekao, ja želim.
And I said, you already ate.
Rekao, već si jeo danas.
You know, I gave you fruits and nuts, just be satisfied.
Dobio si svoju porciju voća i
lješnjaka. So I had to take him. So, anyway, he's the boss.
Ali on je šef.
Actually, one of the names for Krishna is Kartamashai.
Imena Krishna je
Kartamashai, which means Krishna the boss.
Znači Krishna koji je
There's one deity where Prabhupada gave the name Kartamashai.
Krishna kojom je Prabhupada dao ime Tamashai.
Because he's actually the boss of Vrindavan.
Jer je zapravo vladar Vrindavana.
Sometimes the gopis are arguing with
him. Nekad se gopije svađaju s njime.
And they're saying, we do not recognize you as the king or boss of Vrindavan.
Mi ne tebe ne smatramo vladarem
Vrindavan. And Krishna says, I am the boss.
Ja sam ovdje gazda.
I'm married to Brinda.
Oženjen sam za Brindu.
And then they asked Brinda, do you know this spot guy?
I onda su pitali Brindu, je li ti znaš tko je ovaj?
And Brinda says, I've never seen this blackest boy before.
Brinda je rekla, nikad nisam vidjela ovog tamnoputog dječaka.
Anyway, so we have to remember that Krishna,
moramo se sjećati da je Krishna
is not ours, we are Krishna's.
Da Krishna nije naš, mi smo Krishnini.
That's an amazing realization, isn't it?
I to je uistinu zadivljujuća spoznaja.
I appreciate you for giving me that book. Paramahansa Paramahacharya also Tara Satashi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Channel Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharshi Prabhupada Gijaya ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Gijaya Ananta Goti Vaishnava Vrinda Gijaya Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Gijaya Premsekaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Rabu Nityananda Sri Dvaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Gijaya Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopata Sayam Kun Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Gijaya Vrindavanam kijai, Maturam kijai, Navadipdam kijai, Jagannathapuridam kijai, Jagannathaswami kijai, Yamunamai kijai, Srimati Lasi Devi kijai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrindavanam kijai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Go. All glories he some of the devotees, all glories he some of the devotees, all glories he some of the devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Okay, just a little introduction to what I'm going to do today. Today is just a basic overview of empathic communication. And anyone who's interested in becoming more proficient,
da postane još vještiji,
practicing and teaching others about it,
u tome da to sam prakticira i druge poučava,
is invited to sign up.
Dobrodošao je da se upiše.
And you can sign up with Gora Nandini.
To možete učiniti kod Gora Nandini.
She's from Germany.
Iz Njemačke.
I always say that to aggravate her. So, and give your names and what is going to be required if you're interested in signing up.
Is
we're going to have 5 days beginning Monday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Imaćemo 5 dana od ponedjeljka do petka.
And we're going to have 2.5 hours a day minimum, plus a little bit more practice.
I još poslije toga I praksa.
But the 2.5 hours are going to start at 10 o'clock every morning.
Počećemo u 10 sati svako jutro.
And whoever is attending will be making a commitment, choosing
ko će se upisati, morat će se obvezati da dođe na vrijeme.
And stay every day
zabrati, doći na vrijeme, i da će ostati svaki dan 2.5 sata.
And then those who attend the whole thing, 2.5 hours, will get a certificate either at the end or mailed to them.
Svih 5 dana, 2.5 sata, dobit će potvrdu da su prisustvovali tamo.
The purpose of this is actually to become a teacher of empathic communication, the purpose of the intensive. The purpose of today is just to introduce you to what it is.
Okay?
What? That will be announced tomorrow morning or put on the board.
Sutra će se objaviti gdje će se to odvijati.
We're not 100% sure yet.
Jer još nismo posvijeni.
But it will be in a secluded place. It will not be here.
To će biti negdje na dvojnom mjestu. Neće se odvijati ovdje u šatoru.
And we can't have everybody. And we just,
ne mogu svi doći.
I think maximum 30 to 40 people.
Mislim da najviše 30 do 40 ljudi. To je uistinu maksimum.
Oh, yeah, another requirement, it will only be in English without translation.
To će biti samo na engleskom jeziku bez prijevoda. Dakle, to je širan uvjet. Morate znati engleski.
That's important because we need to get as much done in a shorter time as possible.
Jer trebamo smanjiti što više vrijeme, pa da prijevod ne oduzima vrijeme.
And see, my concept in teaching this is to help others, facilitate others in becoming teachers of this empathic communication. So I don't have to do everything. So that devotees can help others with counseling, with problems in our movement or challenges in our movement. Like most of the what we call problems in our movement are actually due to conflicts between devotees or groups of devotees. So if you become proficient in this particular understanding, which is directly connected with Krishna consciousness, you'll be able to resolve any conflict within a half an hour. After the parties understand their basic needs,
nakon što su sukobljene strane shvatile svoje osnovne potrebe,
you won't have to go through a whole prolonged 5-hour conflict resolution session.
Nećete morati prolaziti 5 sati zamršenog sustava rješavanja sukoba.
Okay, so let's start. The first thing I do is read a quote from Prabhupada.
Da ću čitati nešto od Prabhupada.
And this is from the 3rd canto, 21st chapter, text 31. This, of course, is instruction of Lord Kapiladeva.
Ovo su naravno upute gospodina Kapiladeve.
So, Om Ganat Timbarandasya Ganan Janashvakaya Chakshudan Meditam Yanatas Mai Shigurvena Maha. Showing compassion to all living entities, you will attain self-realization. Giving assurance of safety to all, you will perceive your own self.
Ti ćeš shvatiti svoje vlastito ja.
As well as all the universes in me.
I sve svemire u meni.
And myself in you.
I mene i tebi.
Okay. So I'll just read Srila Prabhupada's purport.
Pročitat ću tumačenje Srila Prabhupada.
The first principle to be understood.
Prvo načelo koje moramo shvatiti.
Is that this world is a product of the supreme will.
Vrhovnog bića.
This means that everything
znači
should be considered a product of the Lord's energy, and therefore everything should be employed in the service of the Lord. One's energy should be utilized for one's self-interest. This is the perfection of the energy. This energy can be utilized for real self-interest if one is compassionate. He is not satisfied that he himself is a devotee.
Takva osoba nije zadovoljna da je samo ona bhakta.
But he tries to distribute the knowledge of devotional service to everyone.
Dijeliti svima.
It is also said that a person who goes to the temple of the Lord and worships with great devotion, but it does not show sympathy to the people in general or show respect to other devotees is considered to be a third-class devotee. The second-class devotee is he who is merciful and compassionate to the fallen soul. The second class devotee is always aware of his position as an eternal servant of the Lord. He therefore makes friendships with the devotees of the Lord, acts compassionately towards the general public in teaching them devotional service, and refuses to cooperate or associate with non-devotees. As long as one is not compassionate to people in general, in his devotional service to the Lord, he is a third class devotee. The first class devotee gives assurance to every living being that there is no fear of the material existence. Let us live in Krishna consciousness and conquer the nescience of material existence. Okay. So also, I wanted to recognize the two devotees who are going to be assisting in this workshop. There's Vamana here from Poland. And he's very empathic. That's how he hurt his
arm.
No, he fell off a bicycle.
And
Goranandini from Germany and Croatia. And they've been working with me on these different seminars in different places.
Na tim seminarima u različitim mjestima.
We gave a seminar in Avantor recently, and also another seminar in Serbia at the camp.
U Srbiji, na srpskom kampu.
And the devotees really appreciated
that.
And we'll be next year in Serbia. We'll be doing a training too for the Serbian devotees, and also in Bosnia we'll be doing training for the Bosnian devotees.
Za srpske bhakte.
Okay. So let me speak about what's going to happen today. Actually, just thinking, I'm thinking of not teaching you empathic communication today. I want to teach you how to become more miserable.
Neću učiti empatijsku komunikaciju, nego ću vas naučiti kako da postanete još bjedni, jadni.
So we're going to give you the steps.
Daćemo vam korak.
Become really miserable.
Kako da postanete uistinu bjedni.
And maybe contribute to others' misery too.
I možda i da doprinose. Da je drugi isto tako učinio.
Goranandini has given me some nice instructions in this regard.
Jako
lijepo uputio.
Ona je napisala ove četiri riječi koje počinju sa D.
These will really help you become miserable.
Uistinu pomoći da postanete jadni.
And develop horrible relationships with people.
I da razvijete užasne odnose s drugima.
So, let's go over them.
Srećemo ih.
And if you listen nicely, your whole life can be miserable.
Ako pažljivo slušate, čitav će vam život postati bjedan.
Okay, so when you we're going to demonstrate as the need arises and as, you know,
kako da,
my spontaneous mood arises,
we're going to demonstrate
what I mean by these four things. Maybe we'll do little dramas, I don't know.
Imaćemo možda male drame ili nešto.
I like being spontaneous. Okay.
Volim biti spontan.
The first one is diagnosis.
Diagnoza.
Now, we're not talking about doctors diagnosing you with some disease. We're talking about something we do every day. In other words, as Prabhupada said, give the dog a bad name and hang him or kick him.
Dajte psu neko loše ime i onda ga objesite ili ga udarite.
So when we
kada
give someone what we call a static name, like you are a demon.
Kada nekome kažemo ti si demon.
Like, you know, Gorinandan, he's been helping you so much time.
Gorinandan,
you are useless.
Pomagala, ja kažem ti si beskorisna.
This is a change. Last time I had her insult me, so I'm just getting back.
Prošli put ona to meni rekla, sad je samo vraćam.
Last seminar she was...
Na prošlom seminaru ona meni to rekla. Koliko puta? Pet puta.
Five times. The dust from my feet will not forgive you.
Prašina s mojeg stopala neće ti oprostiti.
So, we always want to... Even there's a positive label actually disconnects us from ourselves and from another person.
Pozitivan način obilježimo osobu.
Like if I go up to Maharaj here. Forgive me.
Ovo neće biti hvala.
You are so wonderful, Maharaj.
Neće biti hvaljenje. Ti
You're
si
so
tako
great.
Divan, Maharaj. Tako si divan.
Oh, fantastic.
Kako fantastično.
How do you feel?
Kako se
osjećaš? We haven't rehearsed this. This is the first seminar.
Ovo nismo vježbali od prvi puta.
Lousy.
Jadno se osjećam.
You know, really. So, but I just praised him.
A napravo sam ga hvalio.
What's wrong?
U čemu,
I'm praising Vaishnavas.
Hvalio sam Vaishnavu.
Well, the problem is,
no, problem
it's not connecting to me because I'm just giving him a label.
Ja sam se povezao s njime, samo sam mu stavio neku etiketu.
And all of us know that we are different at different times of the day, you know, every second of the day, right?
U različitom doba dana drugačiji.
You know, sometimes we do things that meet our needs.
Što ispunjava naše potrebe.
And sometimes we do things that don't meet our needs.
Činimo stvari koje to ne čine.
So I... You know, you, unless you're an absolutely pure
osim
devotee, any absolutely pure devotees
čisti
here?
Imam li ovdje koji čisti,
raise your hand!
Dignite ruke.
Nitya Siddha devotees?
Nitya Siddha Bhakta.
Or Sadhan Siddha devotees?
Sadhan Siddha Bhakta.
Kripa Siddha devotees? Incarnations?
Incarnatsya.
Oh, great, okay. Let me have to take a test for your So... I mean, just to be honest, we're supposed to have fun. What I'm trying to do is present this seminar so it's a lot of fun. Because if I just sit in this seat and say, I'm going to teach you to be empathic. You have a need for sleep. You know, that would be, of course, that would be meeting your needs.
But,
so the point is that any of us, sometimes we act in terms of our needs and sometimes we don't. But it's not 24 hours a day we're fulfilling our needs, right? But let's say, instead of being static with him, you know, diagnosing him as good, fantastic, wonderful, and
as
if he hasn't practiced this before, this is all
spontaneous.
I say something about what he did.
So
Maharaj, when I thinking about when I saw you dancing this morning, and you and Sachinanda Maharaj dancing, it made my heart very happy because you know I really have that need to understand the spiritual mood.
Potrebu da razumijem duhovno raspoloženje.
Thank you for doing that.
Hvala ti što si to učinio.
How do you feel?
Kako se sada osjećaš?
Yeah.
Kao da sam učinio neku službu.
Wow. Incidentally, that's how you praise someone.
Na taj način slavite osobu.
That's how you can actually appreciate someone.
Tako možete cijeniti nekoga.
Don't disconnect one. These are the four D's of disconnection.
Ovo su četiri D nepovezanosti.
Disconnection, disservice.
Znači, kada ne činimo neku službu. Depresije.
You got any of the D's? Doggish. Whatever. What?
Disorder.
Dissonance.
Right? You have
so many things.
So,
do the positive. Instead of diagnosing someone, giving them a static label, tell them something dynamic.
That
contributed to one of your needs.
That
contributed
to one of your needs.
And I got news for you, just like I was mentioning in class, you all
rekao,
have a lot of needs.
Svi vi imate puno potreba.
Now, I want to tell you what need is right now, because that's
sada
important.
Sada ću mi reći što je potreba, to je važno.
A need isn't what is
nije.
I need you to obey me, Tripa. That is not a need.
To nije potreba.
No.
Ne.
A need is something really basic that's not focused on any individual doing anything.
Pojedinca koji mora nešto učiniti.
You know, I'd like you to obey me. But that's impractical. But I know, I just don't. But so a need isn't anything focused on any particular individual doing a particular thing. A need is something it's like a part of us that we can't live without.
Bez kojeg ne možemo živjeti.
Like, I mean, I'll give you different categories of needs.
Različite kategorije potrebe.
Like you have a need for food.
Imate potrebu za hranom.
You have a need for air.
Potrebu za zrakom.
What happens if I take your air away?
Što bi se dogodilo da vam oduzmem zrak?
When Hanuman was hit by Indra, all the air in the universe
Indra
was taken away. Everyone knows the story?
Hanumana. Onda je nestao sve svemiru.
And they were all choking.
U svemiru.
Even the demigods.
Svi su počeli gušiti, čak i
polubogovi. So you have a need for air, a need for water.
Imamo potrebu za zrakom, za vodom.
Does anybody here not have a need for air or water?
Ima netko ovdje da nema potrebu za hranom ili za zrakom, vodom.
Okay, got it. We're going to go over each of the needs right now, actually.
Sada ćemo...
And then you have another need after that.
Spomenuti druge vrste potreba.
You have a need, this is a little more difficult to understand, you have a need for autonomy.
Za autonomiju.
To be yourself, to make your own decisions.
Da budemo svoji, da donosimo vlastite odluke.
Does anyone not have a need to, anyone just want me to tell them what to do and just become a puppet and not think for themselves?
Da postane lutka, da mu se kaže što da čini.
No? I was looking for an obedient servant.
Tražio sam nekog poslušnog slugu.
I need more disciples then.
Treba mi više učenika.
And then there's another need.
Ima još jedna potreba.
For celebration.
Za slavljenjem.
And those who attend the seminar will get a list of the or the work.
Oni koji će pohađati seminar dobit će popis.
Celebration means just being joyful, happy,
radosni, sretni,
jumping up and down in ecstasy.
U zanusu.
Does anyone not have a need to sometimes jump up and down in ecstasy, be happy?
Ima li netko da nema ponekad potrebu da skače u zanusu i bude sretan?
No objection so far.
Nema do sada nikakvih primjedbi.
Here's a difficult one.
Ovo su teške.
Play.
Igra.
Does anyone not have a need for playing?
Ima li netko da nema potrebu za igranjem?
Aren't you Krishna conscious? If you're Krishna conscious, you don't have any need for playing.
Svjesni Krishne? Ako ste svjesni Krishne, nemate potrebu za igranjem.
You're all Maya.
Svi ste mi Maya.
Don't. Playing is Maya.
Igranje je Maya.
Right?
Zar ne?
Nobody's agreeing with me.
Niko se ne slaže sa mnom.
You need to Lord Chaitanya played. He went into
the water and he was having chicken fights
and splashing fights with his associates
in
the water.
Se prskali vodom, u vodi.
So everyone has a need to play, right?
Dakle, svi imaju potrebu za igranjem.
Okay. Another need is very interesting. We call that interdependence. You have a need to have some sort of social relationships.
Neka potreba za društvo.
And here's the real bad word.
Za odnosima u društvu.
Forget, I'm saying it.
Loša riječ.
Love.
Ljubav.
Yuck.
Ma bijak.
You brahmacharis, cover your ears.
You brahmacharis, pokrite uši.
Ooh. And I'm not talking about, you know.
Ovdje ne govorimo.
Romantic love.
Romantične ljubavi.
I'm talking about, where's your picture of the dog?
Gdje ti si?
Hold it up. No. Thank you. I'm talking about loving exchanges. Now, romantic love isn't always a loving exchange. I'm saying that as a sannyasi. You're free to disagree with me if you don't like that statement. But should I analyze romantic love? No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to discourage anyone here. So, love actually means to do something for someone without any expectation of return. So we have that need for someone just
potrebu da
loving us because
da nas netko
we're us
zbog nas samih.
And giving us prasadam.
Da nam daje prasadam.
Listening to us as we reveal our minds.
Sluša dok razotkrivamo
exchanging gifts. Tati prabhigurati guyama kati prachiti bhungte bhojate chaiva. That's Rupa Goswami.
To su Rupa Goswami na upute.
So we do have that need too.
Imamo dakle I to.
That's Rupa Goswami's version.
To je verzija Rupa Goswami.
Prabhupada said our Krishna conscious movement expands.
Znači se naš pokret se
sastoji iz loving exchanges. Zbog tih ljubavnih
razmjena. To je zanimljivo.
So next need.
Sljedeća potreba.
Is spirituality.
Je duhovnost.
That means Hare Krishna.
Znači Hare Krishna.
Yeah, being Krishna conscious.
Da
smo
svjesni Krishna.
For meaning in life.
Za smislom u životu.
Okay. And Krishna consciousness and everything like that. You know, goal. Krishna, you know, some goal. Not just
cilj,
eating for the sake of eating, living for the sake of living.
Radi jedenja, da živimo, radi življenja.
And then, there's just two more. There's integrity, a need for integrity.
Potreba za integritetom.
That means being
to znači
truthful,
biti istinoljubiv,
speaking the same thing you believe.
Govoriti ono što vjerujemo.
Honesty.
Iskreno, poštenje.
And I think that's it. Yeah, we covered them all. That was
mislim
seven. Did I cover the physical needs?
Nabrali.
Okay. So we have those needs.
Dakle, postojite potrebe.
Interesting that anybody who contributes,
itko god,
who can help us fulfill those needs, we can appreciate.
Te potrebe, takve osobe cijenimo.
Okay. Let's get back to this.
Vratimo se ovome.
I really wanted to teach you how to become miserable and then I'm losing track of myself. I'm sorry to teach you how to be nice
kako da budete jadni. Sad sam malo se skrenuo, sada sam vas učio kako da budete
sretni. The first one is diagnosis.
Dijagnoza.
And I mentioned what that means already, giving someone a label.
To je da nekoga obilježite nečim.
But also giving yourself a label.
Ali da sami sebe na neki način isto obilježite.
I'm so great.
Ja sam tako divan.
Or even,
ili
what
čak,
a jerk I mean, let's ask a question.
Sam ja budala?
Last time, Gokulendra, last time you made
Gokulendra,
a mistake.
Kad si prošli put pogriješio,
what did you say to yourself?
Što si sam sebi rekao?
You stupid.
Baš si glup.
Anybody else have any words they used on themselves?
Imali je da li još netko koristi
neke
riječi?
I hate myself.
Mrzim se.
Anybody else?
Još neš,
so many nice words we have for ourselves.
Imamo toliko lijepih riječi za sebe.
What? Brainless creature.
A ti bezumno stvorenje.
What? Hypocrite.
Licemjer.
We have a lot of good names for ourselves.
Imamo puno dobrih imena za sebe.
What? Fool. It's fool. So isn't it nice we call ourselves all these names?
Nije li lijepo da se svi tako zovemo?
You know, so that disconnects us. First of all, it depresses us, makes
prvo,
us feel horrible.
Prvo, svega osjećamo se užasno, utučeno.
So what's the alternative? If I make a mistake, what's the alternative? Why shouldn't
ako
I call myself a name?
Što je alternativa?
Okay, so let's say I made a mistake. Let's make believe
recimo
I made a mistake. This is really hard to figure that I'm making a mistake.
This is the
hardest drama I've ever done in my life.
Drama koju sam
like I explained to the devotee in the last seminar, the only time I ever made a mistake in my life is when I thought I made a mistake.
Kada sam pogriješio u životu, bilo kada sam mislio da sam pogriješio.
So, okay, let's say I'm driving my car.
Recimo da vozim auto.
And I turn the wrong way down a one-way street.
Skrenem krivo u jednosmjernu ulicu.
Yeah. You idiot!
Ma, ti,
so that's a diagnosis.
To je dakle dijagnoza koju si dajem.
But instead, what I'll do...
Ali umjesto toga...
is I'll say...
ja ću reći...
I made a mistake.
Pogriješio sam.
And then I'll say, oh, I feel horrible about it. It feels horrible. It's okay.
Užasno se osjećam. Dobro, užasno se osjećaš. To je u redu.
No problem with feelings,
nema
you guys.
U redu imate osjećaje. Vi muškarci dobro imate osjećaje.
You know, shed a tear or two, you know, become
nekad plaćete, to je
a little vulnerable.
Budite malo ranjivi.
But you're supposed to be so staunch. How do you feel?
Nemojte biti ovako kruti.
You're like the story of Mahabharata, Karna, he cut off his earrings, you know, and everything like that.
Znate tu priču?
Doesn't hurt.
Pa ne boli to.
For the ladies, it's no problem.
Za žene nema tu problema.
Tears come naturally.
Suze prirodno dolaze.
You're like turning the faucet on and
then. Da otvarate slavinu.
It is like, you know, just like taking a bath, you know.
Kada se kupate.
If you want to understand Lord Chaitanya's ecstatic symptoms, just
ako
talk to the ladies.
Shatiti, samo se simptome gospodina Chaitanya, samo pitajte žene.
But the interesting thing is,
ali zanimljivo je da
ladies are not good at expressing their needs, just their emotions.
Nisu dobre u izražavanju svojih potreba, samo emocija.
Men are real good expressing your needs. I am hungry.
Potpuno drugačije. Oni mogu jako lako izreći svoje potrebe. Ja sam gladan.
Me. Get me food.
Daj mi hranu.
Meet Tarzan, you Jane.
Ja, Tarzan. Ti Jane.
You ever hear that expression? You heard that before? That's that movie, Tarzan and Jane, yeah. So they're really good at that stuff. So it's really interesting, the difference. Anyway, so let's get back to the story.
Vratimo se našoj
priči. So I recognized the mistake.
Dakle, prepoznao sam pogrešku.
That's horrible.
To je užasno, ali.
And I'm in anxiety.
Osjećam se užasno i stvarno sam tjeskovan.
Because my need for safety is not being met.
Zato što nije ispunjena moja potreba za sigurnošću.
Therefore, let me turn around.
Zato ću se okrenuti.
But if you just beat up yourself, I feel horrible. You keep driving down the one-way street and they get in trouble.
Ako se samo grozni prema sebi.
So it's better to be in touch with your need than you do something productive.
Voziti u krivom smjeru. Ako prepoznate potrebu, učinite nešto.
We just touched on the first one. So diagnosis.
Prva je bila dijagnoza.
Disconnects you.
Koja vas jednostavno
from yourself and from other people.
I od drugih ljudi.
Okay, let's go on to the next one. Denial is a big one too.
Porisanje isto jako velika stvar.
If you engage in denial, you will have an excuse for everything.
Onda imate izgovor za sve živo.
Like we mentioned this morning in class, astrology is a wonderful excuse for any problem you have in spiritual life. There is always a planet that is interfering with your spiritual progress, causing you to be angry, causing your marriage to break up, causing you to eat improper foods.
Jesti nepravilnu hranu.
You should all study astrology because it's a wonderful excuse.
Then
if that doesn't work,
ako to ne upali,
then blame your friend or your wife
or your dog ili psa,
or the weather.
Ili vrijeme.
You know, I can't speak to you today. It's just too hot.
Govoriti mi previše je vruće.
The weather is just like depressing me.
Baš me onako. Dovodi u jedno stanje.
So this is great, a great thing, denial.
Dakle, ovo poricanje uistinu krasna stvar.
Isn't it? Oh, it makes you so free that you don't have to take responsibility for anything in life.
Ni za što u životu.
You know, the interesting thing I saw, we'll touch upon that in a second. I just saw an interesting email, but I'll mention that in a second. So, in the opposite of denial,
suprotno od poricanja,
is taking responsibility.
Je prihvaćanje odgovornosti.
You say, I'm angry.
Ljut sam.
Because I've decided to be angry because I have a need.
Ljut, jer
some need.
Potrebu,
always connected with the needs which are right here in the center. You see here. We'll go over this whole chart in a second.
Koje su na ovoj tu, koje su crtane na sredini.
Like if someone insults me, or who wants to insult netko, me here? Anybody?
Ako me netko uvrijedi, ili me netko želi uvrijediti?
No, not again.
Okay.
After the seminar last year,
prošle godine, nakon seminara, on je plakao.
Anyway, how many of you can insult me? Because you know the whole thing.
Marge,
you are boring. Okay, so if I was denied, you're making me angry.
Al ti si me razljutio.
You're making me angry.
Ljutiš me.
It's your fault.
To
the hell with you.
Ti si kriv.
Okay. So instead, if I take responsibility, then what do? I said,
što ću onda učiniti?
When he said that,
kada on to rekao,
I felt hellish.
Stvarno sam se užasno osjećao.
Because I have a need for appreciation.
Jer imam potrebu da me se cijeni.
And so, let me make a strategy so I can be appreciated.
Napravit ću neku strategiju.
Okay, Gokulendra, say something nice about me.
Gokulendra, reci nešto lijepo.
Anyway, you don't have to. So, If your need doesn't get met in one place, there's always a way you can meet your needs.
Na nekom mjestu postoji puno mjesta na kojima ih možete ispuniti.
Any need you have,
svaka potreba
koju imate, billions of ways of meeting that need.
Bezbroj broj načina na koji možete ispuniti.
And the only problem you have is you're just fixed on one particular way of meeting that need.
Jedan određeni način da se ona ispuni.
Infinite, but you have to think outside the box. So everybody know what that means?
Izvan ustaljenih okvira.
You have to go do something really wild. Like, I mean, for example, I was in Split last year.
Prošle godine sam bio u Splitu.
And I had a need for fun.
Imao sam potrebu za zabavom.
So I said to the devotees, let's go whitewater rafting.
I'm on the rafting.
And the devotee said, sannyasis aren't supposed to do that.
Ma sannyasi to ne rade.
And they said, jai maharaj! And then we went.
I onda smo otišli.
So, it was fun.
I bilo je zabavno.
So I fulfilled my need. But if I just sat in the hot temple room and thought I have a need for fun, I'm miserable. So I took responsibility for fulfilling my own need.
Ja sam preuzeo odgovornost za ispunjenje svoje potrebe.
And if you really want to do something in this world for Krishna,
nešto u ovome svijetu za Krishna,
and Krishna wants it, you can do it.
Ako Krishna to želi, možete to učiniti.
There's no impediment.
Ne postoje zapreke.
It's amazing. I just saw something. I'll now relate what I just saw in the email.
Pročitao sam u jednom emailu.
I was sent an email. Did I send this copy to you? No.
Poslali su mi pismo.
That there was someone sent me a copy of an email of a dog. You're like this.
Psa, slika psa.
So this dog
I taj pas
had two of its arms cut off.
Dvije noge su mu bile odsječene.
I'm sorry, I sent it to me. And the dog, you know, instead of just laying down and saying, I have my arms cut off, the dog took the responsibility and learned how to walk like a human being.
Hodati kao ljudsko biće.
Seriously.
Ozbiljno.
So everyone was thinking this dog is imitating a human being, but the dog was actually not blaming
ljudska bića,
its infirmity. And actually overcoming its infirmity.
Svoj nedostatak već ga nadvlada.
So as long as we're in this blame thing, then we're actually impeded in what we can do for Krishna.
To nam je zapreka u onome što možemo učiniti za Krishna.
Or the can't thing. Like Prabhupada said, impossible is a word in the fool's dictionary.
Prabhupada je rekao da nemoguće riječ iz rječnika budala.
You can do anything that Krishna wants.
Možete učiniti bilo što Krishna želi.
And of course, the time Prabhupada said that was when Prabhupada asked us to produce 17 big books in 1 month, 2 months.
U dva mjeseca tiskaju 17 velikih knjiga.
And the devotee said, impossible to Prabhupada.
Nemoguće, Prabhupada.
And Prabhupada said, impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. And if you can't do it, all this equipment you have, all these fancy computers, they're all useless.
Svi tvoji kompjuteri, sve to beskorisno.
So Prabhupada challenged us.
Prabhupada nas je izazvao na taj način.
Prabhupada never accepted the word can't.
Prabhupada nikada nije prihvaćao riječ ne može.
So denial. I can't. Or it's your fault.
Odricanje znači, ja ne mogu. To je, ti si kriv.
Okay, here's another thing that disconnects us, makes us really miserable. It's called
još jedna stvar koja nas uistinu može učiniti bijednim.
Deserve.
Je zasluga.
Like you deserve to suffer.
Patnju.
Right? You did something wrong.
Nešto se
iskrivio. Or let's say,
evo na primjer,
let's say you have a child, a baby.
Recimo da imaš malo dijete.
The baby does something wrong.
I nešto skrivi.
Can babies do anything wrong?
Da li djeca mogu činiti nešto
so
krivo?
Anyway.
Mislim da ne.
So let's say your baby decides to paint. Paint all over your walls.
Sve vaše zidove.
You know, all over the walls is finger painting and everything.
Sve prstima to sve poboja.
And so you take this baby and you give him a.
Udarite to dijete po.
You give him a spanking. You deserve to suffer.
Zaslužio si patnju.
Will the baby stop doing that?
Hoće li dijete prestati s time?
No.
Ma neće.
Because the baby will not like you very much after that either. So the correct methodology would be
pravi način
To explain to the baby.
Objasnite djetetu.
If you could, you speak
ako
baby
možete govoriti dječjim jezikom.
How what he did
that ono što
was not meeting your needs for cleanliness in the house. But you could figure a way to do it. Actually, if you learn this empathic communication, you will not only be able to speak to babies, but you will be able to speak to animals. Did you know that?
Jeste li znali to?
If you really learn the deep, you'll be able to actually speak to, you may say, how can I speak to animals?
Možete razgovarati sa životinjama.
We have to take a course, you know.
Možete se pitati, pa dobro, kako pričati sa životinjama? Hoćemo imati neki tečaj.
No. Because most language is what?
Većina jezika se temelji na čemu?
Body language or tone of voice?
Tijela ili ton glasa.
Confirmed.
Evo potvrde.
It's body, how you act.
Dakle,
and even if you say something,
čak i kad kažete nešto,
and your body language says something different,
pokazuje nešto
what
drugo,
the person will hear is your body language.
Čuti vaš, govor tijela.
Like we'll try something with Gokulendra.
Evo sad ćemo s Gokulendrom nešto.
No, just sit down.
Isprobi.
You're a great brahmachari.
Ti si super brahmachari.
Did you hear, what did you hear?
Što si čuo? Gledao sam tvoje lice.
Oh, I'm angry with you.
I da sam ljut na tebe.
Yeah. So you saw the face
dakle,
more than the words.
Vidio, više je vidio lice nego
only 8%. Some people say 12%. But it's, you know, whatever it is, a small percentage of communication is actually the words.
Na same riječi.
That's why
zato
you should not use email for anything else other than say, meet me at the temple tomorrow.
Susrećemo se sutra u hramu.
Don't call anyone a demon in the email.
Nazvati demonom.
Don't have a philosophical discussion with someone on the
email.
Because it will not be resolved.
Se neće razriješiti na taj način.
Just like there's one person who's been writing me these letters about one of the GBC proposals about adding explanations at the end of Prabhupada's books.
GBC
I'm not going to talk about that subject matter right now, but I'm just giving that as an example. That every time I reply to him, more and more words come back to me. But words are not the person. And behind every philosophical position that people take, there's a psychological mentality. You understand? There's a cycle. If you go to the psychology or the feelings behind the words, then you understand the words. If you just hear the words, you'll never understand the words.
Ako čete samo riječi, nikada nećete shvatiti riječi. Trebate shvatiti one osjećaje s kojima su izgovorene.
This is a very important point.
So, to je jako važno
anyway, so let's get back to this.
Dakle,
like, deserve
zasluga,
what we think we deserve or someone deserves to be punished or rewarded.
We're
disconnecting from what we call the needs
potrebama
of theirs and the needs of ours.
I našim potrebama.
And we see when the government punishes people,
kada vlada kažnjava ljude,
puts them in prison,
stavlja,
it does not reform
to,
them.
To ih, ne popravlja.
There's a particular type of justice called restorative justice. And there's another type of justice system called retributive justice. Retributive justice means that when something does, someone does something, you get even with them and teach them a lesson. It never teaches them a lesson.
To ih nikada ne uči onome što bi trebalo.
My mother tried to teach
Moja
me so many lessons,
me pokušao toliko toga,
and I still join the Hare Krishna
movement. Ipak sam se pridružio Hare Krishna pokretu.
Thank you, mother.
Hvala ti, majko.
She said, now I'll teach it. Her favorite saying was, now I'll make it so you cannot sit for a week.
Ne možeš sjediti.
You understand? Unless you listen to me,
nećeš sjediti 7 dana.
I'll hit you, you understand.
Ako ne slušaš, da nećeš moći.
So then I dedicated my life to not listening to her.
I onda sam tjedan dana provela da nisam slušao.
And even when I have someone who reminds me of my mother, some older lady, I'm very...
Anyway,
sarcastic with that person. So don't remind me of my mother. Actually, I love her very much. I'm just joking. But the point is, when you punish someone because they deserve it, they don't get better. And when you reward someone for something, it doesn't encourage them to like that thing. It just encourages them to like the reward.
Da vole nagradu.
Like if you, for example, if you're doing Sankirtan,
ako ideš u Sankirtan,
right? And every day, how many books you do in a day?
Koliko dijeliš po danu?
10, 15. Let's say you do 50 books. Anytime you do 50 books, don't go Kulendra.
Kad god podijeliš 50 knjiga,
I'm going to give you
50
euros.
50 eura.
What do you think about that?
Kako ti se to sviđa?
It's not so
practical. Well, he's detached brahmachari.
Oni odvojeni brahmachari.
But in the business world,
ali u poslovnom
that's what they
svijetu.
Do.
To rade tamo u poslovnom svijetu.
They give you bonuses, like if you
neke
produce so much.
Ako recimo ostvarite nešto.
And it works.
Nešto očekivano.
It really works.
Onda vam daju neku nagradu.
Fantastic management technique. But it doesn't make you like
taktika.
To do what you're doing.
Ali to ne znači da ćete zavoljeti to što radite.
It makes you like the reward.
Zavoljet ćete nagradu.
Does everybody understand that point?
Jeste
so even a positive, you deserve
pozitivni
reward.
Zvan,
you deserve
nešto.
Something because you're so nice. Disconnects you from yourself. Disconnects you from the
activity.
Od
vas, od aktivnosti koje činite.
I mean, I... Another example, when I was in school, I got money for each A that I got in school. So it didn't make me a better student, it just made me want to get some money. So sometimes I wanted the money so much that I would take my report card and use invisible disappearing ink.
Koristi onu tintu
and
koja nestaje
i
da bi promijenio četvrtke u petice.
And then I have my mother sign it.
Bi moja mama to potpisala.
And then it would change back to a B.
Bi to promijenio opet u četvrtku.
And I bring it back to school.
I vratio u školu.
So it made me really want the reward, not to become a good student.
A ne, nisam želio postati dobar učenik.
We'll take questions in a second. Okay. So that's deserved. And the final one that disconnects us from ourselves and from others is called demand. Now, there's a difference between demand and a request. In a demand, I'm looking at you as the sole means for fulfilling a particular need I have. And when needs are not fulfilled, different emotions arise, like anger, like depression. We got a whole list of them. Let me read them off so you know. They're here somewhere. Okay, here they are. Here's what you feel when your needs are not met.
Kada vaše potrebe nisu ispunjene.
Aggravated, agitated, angry, annoyed, anxious, apathetic, apprehensive, ashamed,
sve te riječi
bitter, blah, blue, bored,
ljut, dosadan, utučen,
depressed,
depresivan,
discouraged, disgruntled, disgusted,
zgađen.
I can go down the whole list. We got a... This whole list of nice needs,
potreb,
nice feelings you feel when your needs aren't met.
Koje osjećate, koje se jave kada vam potrebe nisu ispunjene.
Withdrawn, woeful, worried,
Vučen,
shaky, scared, sad, restless.
Tužan, uznemiran.
So when I demand you to fulfill a need and you say no,
potrebu, ti kažeš ne,
then I may exhibit one or all of these simultaneously.
Sve od ovih simptoma od jedan puta.
But so that really disconnects us from the person.
Because
when we're asking someone to do something for us, we want someone to do it joyfully, don't we? Like if I say, cook for me, please cook for me.
Molim te, kuhaj.
And you're cooking.
A ti kuhaš ovako.
Boil, boil, double trouble. Cauldron burn and cauldron bubble. This is from Macbeth, those of you who know Shakespeare.
Ovo je iz Macbetha, od vas koji znaju Shakespeare.
Eye of toad, tongue of newt. You know what that is? Like lizards, you throw some lizards in there. So, what happens if someone cooks you when they have that sort of consciousness?
Anyone know? Zna li
netko? Goes in the food, but what happens to you?
Što se vama događa koji kuhate?
Yeah, you get sick.
Razbolit ćete se.
I mean, do you really want someone doing something for you when they're just forced to do it? Maybe you want that.
Možda želite to.
I mean, maybe you're in favor of slavery.
Možda volite ropstvo.
We can, you know, we in the United States we used to have slavery, you know.
U Americi smo nekada imali rob.
And they would put someone up on the auction. You know what an auction is?
I onda su tamo bile, tamo je bila
aukcija. Okay, Gokulendra, you can stand for a second. Okay, how much do I bet here for
Gokulendra?
Do I hear 5 euros, 5 euros, 5 euros? 5 euros, 5 euros, okay. 10, 10. 10, 10. Can I hear 15, 15, 15, going once, once, right? 15, 108, 108 euros, 108 euros. Do I hear more?
Čujem više.
No, 108 going once, twice, three times, Gokulendra sold.
Gokulendra prodan.
And so if he doesn't... if he doesn't serve him, he'll get beaten and so many other things like that.
Ako ga ne služi svog glasnika, onda će...
So that's slavery.
To je ropstvo.
Does anyone here want a slave?
Da, netko od vas želi roba.
You do.
Ti...
I got news for you. I got news for you. It doesn't fulfill our needs to have us someone serving us involuntarily. Because we have a need for love.
Kad nas netko služi nevoljno, onda to ne ispunjava naše potrebe, jer imamo potrebu za ljubavlju.
It's not satisfying.
Neće nas zadovoljiti.
So a request is, let's say I would request Gokulendra that.
Kad molimo nekog, onda evo molit ću Gokulendru.
Would you cook for me?
Bi li kuhao za mene?
If you can do it joyfully.
Ako to možeš radosno učiniti.
Just like a joy of a young child.
Kao s radošću malog djeteta.
And if he says no, okay, so that's all right.
A kaže ne, a ja ću reći
plenty of other people here.
Ima puno drugih ljudi.
There's an interesting story that was told by Marshall Rosenberg, who taught nonviolent communication,
koji
poučavao nenasilnu komunikaciju.
I mi smo prilagodili njegovo učenje za svjesnosti.
There was one lady in one of his courses.
I jedna žena koja je pohađala njegov tečaj.
And she was experiencing a demand from the family.
Je osjećala da njezina obitelj traži nešto od nje.
And she said, I have to cook.
Ona je rekla, moram kuhati.
For my family, and I've been doing it for 30 years and I hate it.
Radim to 30 godina i mrzim to.
And then the counseling was, you don't really have to do anything.
Savjetnik je rekao da ne mora ništa raditi.
You should only do things you choose to do, and I'll get into that in a second.
Moraš raditi samo stvari koje izabireš.
And then she says, well, why do I choose not to cook?
Pa kako da izaberem ne kuhati?
It doesn't meet my needs. He said, that's your choice.
To će ispuniti moje potrebe.
So she chose not to cook.
Tako da ona izabrala da neće kuhati.
For her family.
Za svoju obitelj.
And so a few days later, her son came.
Nakon nekoliko dana je došao njezin sin.
And the son was asked,
I pitali su ga,
you know, your mother didn't cook for you. I've been wondering what's happening. You know, what are you doing with life?
I kako sada, kako sada?
And the son said, thank God she's not cooking for us anymore.
Da ne kuha više za nas.
With that mood, we were so miserable.
S tim njezinim stavom bili smo tako jadni.
So having demands, or even making demands on yourself.
Čak i ako sami sebe dajemo neke...
A demand on myself sounds like I have to do it.
Kad sami se da stavimo neke zahtjeve, kažemo se moram to učiniti.
Life becomes miserable.
Život postane tako jadan.
Like, what do you have to do?
Ali što morate učiniti?
You have to chance
16 rounds. Moraš mantati 16 krugova.
Well, I'm going to, if you learn this method, this consciousness, you won't have to chance 16 rounds anymore. Pretty good.
Naučit ću te metodi gdje više nećeš morati.
Wow, honeyball, liberated.
Aha, slobođenje.
And you can still be Krishna conscious without having to chance 16 rounds.
Još ćeš biti svjesna Krishna bez da moraš mandati 16 krugova. Bili to
no, what are you, Maya?
Ne, still Maya.
But listen, The word have to is one thing. That's a demand you place on yourself. So it demands on yourself, it demands on other people. They're both blocks.
Instead,
you just rephrase the whole thing in your heart. And you say, I am choosing to chant 16 rounds because... Why?
Zašto?
Because I have to.
Zato ne moram.
No, because why?
Ne, zašto? Zato što?
What? Anyone have a good reason for chanting 16 rounds?
Ima li tko dobar razlog za mantra 16 krugova?
Yeah, it fulfills my need of connection with Krishna, fulfills my need of spiritual advancement, fulfills my need of pleasing my spiritual master, fulfills my need, what other need?
Ispunjava koju još potrebu?
A what? Sense of meaning, fulfills my need for meaning in life.
Potrebu za smislom u životu.
Don't give up the chanting.
Nemojte prestati mantrati.
But think of the reason you're doing.
Razmišljajte o tome zašto to činite.
One thing that I've seen with devotees that really disconnect themselves is they're really into this have to, what we call
rituals.
Rituals.
To su rituali.
That's called in Sanskrit. I can relate everything I'm telling you right now to Prabhupada's teachings.
Ovo sve što sada pričam mogu prenijeti Prabhupadinim učenjima. Nisam potpuno baš u Maji.
Completely.
Potpuno.
But that's called Niyam Agraha.
To se zove Niyam Agraha.
Niyam Agraha means
Niyam Agraha znači
have to do it.
Moram.
You understand? I'm doing it because
činim to zato što
there's no reason, but I just have to do it.
Moram.
It's a ritual.
To je ritual.
If you don't know why you're doing something, don't have a purpose for doing something, I'm not in touch with this purpose you're doing something, either stop it or get in touch with the reason.
Ili se povežite s razlogom zbog kojeg to činite.
We have all these rituals.
Sjetite tog razloga. Postoje to
do you know why you do everything you do?
Znate li zašto činite sve što činite?
Why do you chant the Guru Vashtaka prayers in the morning?
Zašto ujutro pjevate Guru Vashtaka molitve?
Get blessings, yeah, more and more.
Da se sjećamo
slava
učitelja, da se s duhovnim učiteljem.
Why do you offer obeisances?
Zašto odajemo poštovanje?
Because we're supposed to.
Jer moramo.
It's an offense not to.
Jer je uvreda ako ne učinimo.
Yeah, we're...
Odražava naš stav. Naš stav zahvalnosti.
Atmanivedanam. Yeah, we have a need to respect,
imamo
but also we have,
za poštovanje.
We're just giving ourselves to Krishna. That's what an obeisance is.
Odajemo svoje poštovanje.
Dandavat.
Dandavat.
It means to fall like a stick.
To znači pasti poput štapa.
It means
to znači
everything, you know, eight parts of the body.
Dajemo sve, osam dijelova tijela.
They're all given to Krishna.
Svi se oni daju Krishni.
Atmanivedanam. So everything has a meaning.
Dakle, sve
to it.
Neki smisl.
And if you understand
znači,
that
ako shvatimo,
and do it because of the meaning or the need that's being fulfilled,
znači,
the value you have,
ispunjena, i vrijednosti
then the process of devotional service
proces, predanog služenja
becomes simply much easier.
Puno lakše.
Going to Mangal Arati is
odlazak
easy.
Odlazak na Mangal Arati postaje lagan.
Because I want to go.
Jer
I'm choosing
ići,
to go.
Izaberemo, ići.
I'm not saying give up any of the practices of devotional service, but give up the ritualistic mentality.
Već da jednostavno napustimo taj
and you'll be
mentalitet,
so happy.
Rituale, i bit ćemo tako sretni.
Joyfully performed.
Jer s radošću ćemo
okay.
Obavljati.
So that's the demand thing. Demands on others.
Zahtjevi,
disconnects you from others. Demands on yourself, disconnection from yourself, makes you like a robot.
Koje sami sebi namećemo, zapravo nas čine robotima.
Sometimes I look at the devotees sitting through
kako sjede,
Bhagavatam classes.
U vrijeme predavanja Bhagavatama i ovako izgledaju.
I mean, they're just disconnected.
Potpuno su
nisu prisutni. Sjede
na predavanju, iz Bhagavatame povezujemo se s Krishnom.
Or even in kirtan.
Ili čak u kirtanu.
Yeah, just like. I mean, we don't need to employ a hypnotherapist.
Ne moramo, nije nam potrebna hipnoterapija.
People are already
ljudi već
in a cataleptic state.
Ljudi su već,
right?
Već su u tom stanju.
Did you know that?
Jeste li znali to?
When you're out of touch, I have no problem hypnotizing all of you. It's very easy.
Ja sve mogu hipnotizirati, nema problema.
I'm also trained as a hypnotist, but and I'm not doing it now, but. Don't worry.
Ja sam hipnotizer, ali neću to sada bez brige.
So you know, you could just look at someone's eyes.
Gledajte u nečije oči.
And if they're lacrimated, that means there's a little. You understand? Our hypnotherapist understands these things, and they're in a hypnotic state.
Jednostavno ne trepšu očima, onda su
hipnotizirani stanje.
Jako podlažem
sugestiji.
Sjedi na predavanju.
Don't question the guru. Don't question the
guru. Nemoj sumnjati u gura.
Okay.
U redu.
Prabhupada said blind following and absurd inquiries are to be condemned.
Mi trebamo osuditi slijepo slijeđenje i besmisleno pitanje.
So that's the four D's of disconnection, of depression, of disgust, whatever you want to call it.
Riječi koje nas odvajaju od nas samih i od drugih.
Instead, if we follow a very simple process which we're going to be teaching others to teach,
poučavati druge u ovih idućih nekoliko dana,
one can avoid those
možemo
four
izbjeći.
Things.
Možemo sve to izbjeći.
And at the same time,
u isto vrijeme,
connect with their own needs, fulfill their own needs, which are all good. Needs are good, good.
Koje su dobre, potrebe su dobre.
No bad. Does anyone have any bad needs here?
Ima netko ovdje loše potrebe?
Raise your hand if you have a bad need.
Ajde dignite ruke ako imate loše potrebe.
Can anyone think of a bad need?
Možete li se barem sjetiti neke loše potrebe?
No? Yes. What? What's a bad need? You have many bad needs.
On ima puno loših potreba.
All right, what's a bad need? Give me one bad need.
Loše potrebe. Biti previše vezan za osjetilno uživanje.
He said he has a bad need, he's attached to sense gratification.
Kaže da je loša potreba biti vezan za osjetilno uživanje, ali to nije potreba.
That's a strategy.
To je strategija.
That you think will give you happiness. Happiness is a need.
Da ćete usrećiti.
Does that strategy work?
Je li ta strategija djeluje?
In the beginning it's like
u početku je
nectar.
Poput nektara, a na kraju je poput otrova.
Doesn't really work.
I nije da baš to djeluje.
Just think of it like that. It's a
strategy.
A need is something basic. Joy, happiness.
Nešto osnovno, radost, sreća.
Interdependence. You know, social, you have a need for social life.
Potreba za socijalnim životom.
Okay. Needs are all good.
Potrebe su dobre.
Anything else you're thinking is bad is a strategy. We don't even say bad strategy, we say a non-productive strategy.
Strategija, već jednostavno kažemo.
So it doesn't work.
Strategija koja ne djeluje, koja nas neće dovesti do cilja.
Right? Just like I may have a need for fun.
Recimo da imam potrebu za zabavom.
And for me, sitting on the beach
there, na plaži tamo,
in the hot sun,
na vrućem suncu,
in a chair all day long,
u stolici, čitav dan,
is a non-productive strategy for fun.
Nije baš neka strategija za postizanje, za dostizanje zabave.
But coming here to give this seminar is fun for me.
Baš je zabavno.
So this is a strategy. I'm doing this because it's fun.
It fulfills my need to connect with everyone. It fulfills my need for serving Krishna. Moju potrebu da služim Krishna.
All my needs are practically fulfilled by my being here.
Sve se moje potrebe tako ispunjavaju ovime.
Okay. So this process we're talking about is centered on needs. Fulfilling needs. We want you all of your needs to be fulfilled. Oh, they don't like this. They're leaving. You're leaving? Oh, Maharaj. Oh, Krishna Chandra Prabhu. He's better than a Maharaj. He is more renounced than a sannyasi. I'll tell you why. Those of us who wanted
profit
adoration distinction took sannyas. Those of us who wanted
mahaprasadam
took sannyas as a strategy.
Sannyas kao strategiju.
This is my strategy. I wanted people to worship me. I thought I was the only person who liked my feet. So now, so many people go, Kulendra, everybody, you know, wherever I go, there's a book about me every year. It's his duty. Yes. Anyway, so he's more me now because he's humble servant. See, that's his designation. Anyway.
It's
actually nice. You see that all the older Prabhupada disciples, they're all friends, and we all tease and joke with each other.
So
like, we're going to have to... And yours begins at what time? Okay. I'll speed up triple speed, quadruple speed. That means it. All
right.
I'll finish in a second. Because we're just doing an introduction. So everything's based on needs. Needs are always good. Now, it's our strategies that are productive or unproductive. So basically, empathy. There's two types of empathy. Empathy with others, empathy with ourselves.
Empatija prema drugima I empatija prema nama samima.
Love yourself first.
Prvo trebamo voliti sebe.
If you fulfill your own needs, you'll be so full, you'll be overflowing.
I ako osjećamo to ispunjenje iznutra, onda ćemo to...
If you don't fulfill your own needs, you won't be capable of being in touch with others' needs.
Biti povezani s potrebama drugih.
So it's like if someone comes to me and says, Maraj, I want to talk to you and I'm hungry. I'm thinking, do I have to sit here, listen to them, garbage come from their mouth for another half hour while I wait for my dinner? So, you have to satisfy your needs before you can be overflowing. Okay. And another thing is, what I'm doing right now is, it's important to be vulnerable, to actually, that's for you men, to actually express your needs and your feelings. You know, if you're feeling sad, tell people about it. It's not going to hurt you.
Neće vam biti ništa od toga.
People will respect you more for it if you're honest. The need for honest integrity. Need for honesty, openness, integrity. Okay? So just very quickly, first we're empathic with ourselves.
Trebamo biti empatični prema sebi.
And the process is we observe
da promatramo
without judgment,
bez prosuđivanja,
without that big D of diagnosis,
bez diagnoze.
And we take responsibility for our own feelings.
Svoje osjećaje.
Like I'm feeling, okay, let's say he yelled at me.
Recimo, on je vikao na mene.
He yelled and called me a dog.
On je vikao I rekao mi da sam pas.
I'm feeling depressed.
Sada sam depresivan.
Not because he's a jerk.
Ne zato što on...
That may be true, too.
Zato što on budala. To može isto istina.
That may be true, but that's not the point for this whole seminar. I'm feeling depressed, angry...
Utočen sam ljut.
Because I have a need for appreciation.
Da me cijene.
I have a need. So you get in touch with this, and after a while, you no longer feel angry with him. It's a good way to deal with anger.
And then you figure,
I have this need, so let's figure out a strategy to fulfill it.
Neku potrebu, onda trebamo osmisliti strategiju.
Strategy means some means
strategija
to fulfill it.
Znači da krećemo nečem, neku
and if it doesn't work, you go back, think about the need a little bit more, go to strategy again, back and forth.
Isprobavati
and you may make a request
strategije
of someone in the meantime. Okay? And when you really... I'll just do a quick demonstration at the end of this and this in a second. We'll do the four-chair thing. Without chairs. But you'll have to insult me for this one. So, and then we have the empathy of others.
Empatija prema drugima.
That when we're really completely filled in our own needs,
Krishna
conscious needs,
potrebe, svjesnosti Krishna ispunjene,
we can...
Možemo
be in touch with the feelings of others.
Možemo osjećati tu, možemo razumjeti
we can observe,
osjećaje.
Let's say, he called me an idiot.
Recimo da,
okay?
Da mi je rekao da sam,
so I've already dealt with all this stuff here. So then he called me an idiot.
Rekao mi da sam idiot.
I'll say to him,
reći mi reći,
Gokulendra, when you called me an idiot,
Gokulendra, kad si mi to rekao,
Were you feeling angry?
Jesi li bio ljut?
Because you had a need for security, you had a need for spiritual life.
Because
it's his needs that caused him to speak like that.
Njegove potrebe koje su zazvale tu reakciju.
And maybe I'm wrong.
Možda griješim.
Maybe he just had one of the needs. Maybe just he had a need for food.
Možda imao potrebu za hranom.
And he was hungry. Anyone ever here got angry when you're hungry?
Jel kod vas ljut kad je gladan?
I've seen it. Brahmachari is angry as hell when they're hungry.
Kako su samo brahmachari ljuti kad su gladni?
It's like a tiger. You don't go into the tiger's cage when they're hungry. You don't go into brahmachari ashram before prasadam.
Nemojte prilaziti lavu kad je gladan. Nemojte niti brahmacharima prije nego.
Even one of my sannyas friends who's very rich, I never ask him for money until he's eaten.
Koji je bogat, nikad ga ne tražim novac.
Like Durvasa Muni. Okay, so then I help him facilitate him understanding his needs, you know, so he's understanding.
Da shvati and then I,
right here, and then I can help him, encourage him, facilitate. All right. You're actually angry.
This is very ljut.
Not because of me, but you're angry because you have a need for food. Would you like this sweet ball?
Oh yes.
Okay. So that's the process in a nutshell. And we're just going to do one demonstration and then we'll end.
We're going to have this
show this whole process in a little drama of Guru Nandini insulting me. Is that right?
Sure.
And let's just take four pieces of paper. Can I rip the papers out of here or no? Uh-oh, you don't know. But yeah, give me four pieces of paper. So I just have four places here to mark. And you'll see how this process works real quickly, and then we'll end. Sorry it takes so long. All right. And each one of these papers is part of interactions with ourselves and other people. These two are non-empathic interactions. When she says something, this one is anger with her. This one is believing her. You know, anger within. This one is empathy with myself, my own feelings and needs. And this one is empathy with her. We'll show you how it works. And this is how you can conquer anger. And then after we're going to end right after this. And as I mentioned, anyone who's interested in taking the training can speak to Guru Nandini about signing up. But this it requires a commitment every day. You can't be missing even one day, 1 minute, 1 second. And there'll be a 2,000 euro charge for anyone who wants to take the training. No, it's free.
2,000 euro.
Okay.
No,
don't close your ears. Insult me.
Okay, Maharaj, you're just horrible guru. You're not listening. You're not empathic at all.
Ne slušaš, uopće nisi
empatičan. You idiot! You fool! You nonsense!
Ti si.
Yo, I'm so much of an older devotee. You know when I took initiation from
1971.
Uzao sam inicijaciju sa 1971.
Ti budala nisi bila ni rađena onda.
Okay. We rehearsed this many times.
Ovo smo puno vježbali.
Okay, do it again.
Ajde još jednom.
Maharaj, you are horrible.
Maharaj, užasan si guru. Uopće nisi empatičan. Nikada ne slušaš. Stvarno užasno.
You know she's right.
Ona je u pravu.
I'm horrible.
Užasan sam.
Non-empathic.
Uopće nisam
my life is useless.
Moj život je beskoristan.
I'm hopeless.
Ja sam beznadežan slučaj.
Oh. I don't know why I'm in the temple, you know.
Ne znam zašto sam uopće u hramu.
Maybe I should see my hypnotherapist.
Možda tako svojom hipnoterapeutu.
Okay. And then, remember, this was blaming myself, blaming her, and then these are non-empathic, and then we get to empathy. First, I got to get in touch with myself. All right,
prvo se moram povezati sa sobom. Maharaj, stvarno si užasan. Uopće nisi empatičan prema svojim učenicima, samo analiziraš.
Good. So internally I'm processing this. That when she said those things, I felt horrible, miserable, depressed. Because I have definite need for appreciation and love.
За любовью и за препознаванием.
And then I may go over that in different words many, many times. I have a need for appreciation and love.
Имам потребу за любовью и препознаванием. Не ради себя.
I'm angry at.
Нисам лют на нью.
I'm not angry at myself. I have these needs. And also, I have a need to teach, improve my teaching skills. You know, so it's actually a very productive thing. I'm taking this as a very productive thing. Okay, and the final one is empathy with her. Okay? And watch what happens here.
Maharaj Shashenams, užasan si. Uopće ne slušaš svoje učenike. Samo ih analiziraš i naređuješ i...
Oof! What is this oof business? Alright, so notice this is, I'm supposed to have empathy with her, but I can't do it.
Ali ne mogu.
Because first I have to go back here.
Because
unless I take care of my own needs, I'm not going to be able to be empathic with her. So I have to go through the whole process when she said that. I'm feeling horrible because I have a need for appreciation. I have a need to feel that I'm contributing to Srila Prabhupada's movement. All these needs, and you know, let me figure out some strategy to do that. And then when I'm full in myself, then I can step back here. When you said all those things, were you feeling angry because you have a need for genuine spiritual instruction?
Yeah, not angry, frustrated, irritated.
Irritated, angry, frustrated. Okay. That's good.
So,
in other words, I guess wrong. But guessing wrong is good. Because she knows I'm trying to connect with her. So this is basically the process in a nutshell that you saw here. We have to end now. And anyone wants to go further into this, we're going to have this intensive training. We don't have time for questions, but I'm available for questions outside right now. Sorry,
because
I had to keep this real short. Okay, all glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.